Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In this matchup of the week segment presented by Pepsi, we take a look at veteran nose tackle Vince Wilfork as he prepares to go up against a young quarterback, Sam Bradford, for the Rams. Now, even though this is only Bradford's third year in the league, he shouldn't be taken lightly on Sunday.
Don't sleep on the Rams' offense. Despite the fact that they're a young team, Sam Bradford is quickly developing into a powerful quarterback. Heading into Week 8, he has 7 touchdowns on the season and over 1,000 passing yards so far. According to some defensive Patriots, he has great arm strength, good mobility in the pocket, and can put the ball wherever he wants.
He's going to be around for years to come. And another thing is he's able to move in the pocket, get out of trouble, and still have his eyes downfield to his receiver. So up front, we had to do a real good job.
He's a good quarterback. You know, he can make all the throws. They got a running back there that, he can make a few plays as well. So, as a defense, we got to do a good job of stopping him first and then, not letting Bradford, beat us with some good throws.
Although Bradford has all the characteristics of a good quarterback, it'll be his offensive linemen who are responsible for keeping number 75 from breaking through. And frankly, that could be the Rams' biggest challenge. Enter Vince Wilfork. You won't find many guys in the league with the consistent production of this defensive lineman. And while the Patriots shouldn't underestimate the Rams' offense, it would also be wise for the Rams not to misjudge the Patriots' defensive line, especially Wilfork. He's one of only 2 Patriots defensive linemen to have 2 interceptions in the same year, and he's not afraid to run with it when he picks it off either. Just flip back to last year against the Chargers and against the Oakland Raiders.
Oh! It's intercepted at the 30-yard line, at the 35,
Wilfork.
And that's Vincent Wilfork, 2nd interception of the season.
And after a performance like the one we saw last week with Rob Ninkovich recording his 4th takeaway of the season, the game-winning play against the Jets, Bradford better have a lot of faith in his offensive line to keep this physical defensive front at bay. Although despite their talent on the line, Wilfork sees how quickly this team is developing.
But this team is growing, and they're growing fast also. So the head coach is doing a real good job with this team. And it's going to be a pretty good football team down the road.
The Rams also have some ammunition with running back Steven Jackson. And if Wilfork has it his way,
I prefer to play against a team that loves to run the ball, especially scheme running team, because you get a little dirty. You don't have to worry about too much of cut blocks and zone runs and stuff, reading. That's a football team that want to line up and just smack you in the mouth.
There are certainly some power players up front for the Patriots, but we'll see who has the better game on Sunday in London. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.